Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. Now, you might wish your business would grow faster, but I am here to ask you today, how fast are you moving? I'm really excited to dive in to today's topic. And if you need a kick in the pants, like this might be the episode completely for you. Okay. Now, waiting and taking your time, moving slowly, is one of the things that is slowing your business down. You might wish that your business would grow faster, yet how fast are you moving, right? It is no surprise that the clients that we watch get the best results in our program, they are the ones doing, right? The people that say, oh, this isn't working, or I've tried this strategy, but right, they are the ones with the least amount of work to show. And what I want you thinking about is how much are you consuming and how much are you implementing? And what is the ratio between the two? Okay. The ones that get great results are doing a mix of both. They are consuming and then they are implementing what they have consumed. Okay. They are watching trainings. They are implementing. They are testing. They are failing. They are trying again. They are tweaking, right? These are the people that we see come into our programs and thrive, right? If I walked you through right now on my website and showed you every one of my testimonials, I guarantee you they would all have these similar characteristics, okay? They are massive, like they're so focused on consumption, but they are implementers, okay? Now, the problem is most business owners consume more than they implement and or they implement way later than they consume. Now, here's what's crazy is they might consume Instagram. They might consume stories or something that is really not helping their business. But then when the time comes to learn the strategy and they could consume on YouTube or somebody's podcast or a course they purchased, they're like, that doesn't sound fun. But yet they spend hours and hours and hours a week consuming things that are not helping them in their business. Do you see that? And I want you to recognize who you're being in this stage. Because I will tell you, I have stages where I'm a better consumer than other times, right? And it's not just about being somebody good at implementing. I believe if you're not consuming, you might be implementing the wrong things, right? I just had somebody say, did you know Instagram just changed their algorithm and like things are totally different and they're treating reels, they're treating everything as a reel? Like, yeah, I think that was at least 30 days, if not longer, that it was announced. But they aren't consuming. They've only been implementing this time, right? So you need to make sure that you are consuming for updated information that is accurate, right? And then you need to be implementing, which is why you also need to move quickly. The quicker you move, the more that information is relevant, right? This is such a side note, but I just think this is really interesting. I'm currently reading the book Life Force by Tony Robbins, and he talked about, it's a very big health book, and he talks about how like a doctor, the information they learn in school, technology moves so quickly, procedures move so rapidly, right? That their education only lasts them like 18 to 24 months before some of it becomes outdated, okay? How many of you are sitting on old, outdated information? You think you know, but do you know what's working now? You think you know how to do this because you've done XYZ, but does that work in today's market? So I want you to get good at moving quicker. I really think this is one of my strengths, but it can also be one of my weaknesses because maybe I move too quickly sometimes, right? I'm not an overthinker. I make decisions really, really fast. When we purchased our Florida home, I was in and out of that house so fast. where the realtor just assumed we were not interested because of how fast we were in and out. And it, for me, it was like there was nothing else to see. I knew it was the right one. I've made my decision, right? And yeah, that might be in 2 minutes. I actually told my realtor when we were house hunting that if I don't like a house, I will know within 60 seconds and I'm not going to keep looking. I will walk right out of that house. And if I love it, I might be in there as much as 5 minutes. And I said to her, I'm not exaggerating because I've house hunted enough. We've owned lots of properties and rentals and all of that. And all the realtors always give us like an hour between these houses and they're like a 5 minute drive because they're all in the same area. And I tell them, I don't need that much time. I will know instantly if it's a yes or if it's a no. And I want you to start to build that skill set. I want you to watch how long it takes you to make a decision. Okay. When we built the home we're in right now, the design center said, just so you know, it usually is four-hour sessions to design the entire home from scratch. And I was like, wait, what? I'm sorry, 16 hours? We were at the same time I was building this online business and I was pregnant. Okay. So I was like, wait a minute. I do not have 16 extra hours to design a home. I said, I will be much faster than that. And he was like, no, you don't want to rush. I was like, no, I'm not going to rush. I'm going to look at a cabinet and decide my favorite one and I'm going to move on. Okay. So 16 hours is what the typical person takes to build a house, at least with this company. We did it in less than 1 4-hour session. Like they kept confirming that I was really sure. I mean, I still love my house and it's now like 7 years old. Okay. And they were just so shocked at how fast I was. But I want you to see that this is one of the reasons my business keeps becoming so successful. And I'm going to share why, even if I make the wrong decision. Because some of you are afraid of, but what if I make the wrong decision? What if I move fast and I mess up? I mess up all the time, all the time. Okay. So 3 ways to help you make faster decisions. Listen in. Okay. So number one, I want you to understand all of the possible outcomes. Why do people move slow? Like I just said, they're usually afraid that they'll make the wrong choice. So what do? They sit, they wait, they think. But making a choice will sometimes be how you actually find the right answer. Okay. So here's what I mean. If you want to build out, let's say you want to expand your marketing platforms and you want to try to go into paid traffic and you're thinking, should I go to Google AdWords or should I try TikTok ads? And you just keep getting more and more research from your friends and you're asking, and what are people doing? And you just keep looking and looking and looking. I see business owners delayed the deciding, which delays the results. You would be better off, think about this, you'd be better off picking the wrong platform and finding out. Right? You'd be better off going to Google AdWords, trying it for 30 days and going, nope, let's move to TikTok. Sometimes people may wait longer than the time it would take just to find out it was the wrong answer. And you might think, but some of these decisions could be costly, right? I don't have the money to gamble on this thing. Okay, well, what can you do that will keep the cost low? Could you try a small sample test size, right? Could you keep your budget low? Could you try something organically first? Okay. Now, sometimes even when I lose money, it's not a complete loss cost because a $500 test, let's say on Google Ads that didn't work, still makes me move quicker into something else where maybe TikTok will blow up. And all of a sudden I go, oh, okay, that $500 test of failing helped me move over here. Right. So you understand that, like, what you're getting into, right? It could be a fail. It absolutely could be the wrong decision. But the way that you're going to find out is by moving, not sitting still. The people that always say to me, like, I'm really stuck, like, because you're not doing anything. Think about it. I'm really stuck. To me, that tells me you're just sitting. You're not actually taking action, which then leaves you exactly where you don't want to be, stuck. Okay. Start moving, start taking action. Even if it's the wrong action, it will get you by process of elimination faster to where you want to be. How many of you have thought, I wasted my time doing fill in the blank? I should never have done that. It was such a waste of time. For me, the reason you did that thing is because something in you said, this is exciting. I should do this. This is a good opportunity. Okay. So you had to do it to prove yourself wrong. You had to do it to take away that opportunity at a later date. I have done a couple things that I regret doing that I just shouldn't say regret, but I just know like not a good choice. A couple big things in the last couple of years, but I think, but I've wanted to do that thing. And now I know that's just not a thing for me and I've let it go. Okay. Which leads me to number two, take the first step before the decision has to be made. Okay. So sometimes the answer isn't just like pick A or B and decide. Sometimes there's just an action that you could start to take to help you decide. Okay. So for a while, Kent and I were considering getting a Jeep. At the time, I wanted to get rid of my current car and I had been eyeing up this white Jeep with like blacked out rims and these bigger tires. And I just, every time I saw it, like, you know, you just see the car then when you want it, I would see it all over. I'd be like, that's it. Like, that's my dream car. Like, that's the car I want right now. And right, I mean, it was maybe a year ago. This was before car prices were like insane. This was, they were normal pricing. You weren't getting deals, but they were normal pricing and they were getting stripped off the lot the day that they showed up. And I remember we went to the dealership, we found one, this exact one we wanted. And we thought, okay, this is it. We're going and we're going to buy it. So like, let's get ready to go. So we go and we test drive it. I test drive it. And I felt so claustrophobic. The gigantic tires that I thought made the car look so cool made the car so bumpy. I was getting car sick driving myself. So bad. Okay. Here's what I can tell you. If I would have just test drove that car a year ago, I wouldn't have been thinking about the car for a year and then going, now what, right? Like, I feel like I started over, right? So many times we build up these things in our head of what we're going to do and how we're going to do X, Y, Z, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, how much time have I wasted? Because now I don't even want to do it. I don't even want the thing, right? I ended up keeping my current Lexus and now it's such a bad time to buy a car that I'm going to have to wait until the timing is better. Okay. And I share this car experience because sometimes the next step isn't picking A or B. It's just testing something out, just trying a little version of that to see if you even want to go further. Does that make sense? So what are you procrastinating on? And what is something that could be just like a little mini step before you have to make the real decision? Okay. Last thing I want to say for today, you have to remember that whatever you are working on, whatever decision you jump into, it is only your first draft. Perfectionism can creep in and we know there is more to be done. So we delay, we redo it, we postpone it, right? I actually have been postponing my book. I've been postponing reading the editor's version because I kept thinking, what if I don't like it? So then my thought was I would have to rewrite it or I'd have to change it or I'd have to, it's been even more work. So I was delaying even opening the file. All that did was delay me, right? I opened it, I read it. I'm like, this is amazing. I wish I could get this out as fast as possible. And now I just pushed it 3 weeks back because I wouldn't even open the book, okay? So I always tell people when I'm working with clients, I always say, let this just be your first draft. Get me your first draft and let me just see it. And I think there's like this psychology around you calling it a first draft that gets you moving, right? Because when you think, oh, I have to write a book or, oh, I have to do this marketing campaign or, oh, it's like, no. What if I just did the first draft today? And that gives yourself a little bit of less pressure because you know you get to make it better, right? And when I really sit down and think about all the things I've created, I've always had a second draft and sometimes a third and a fourth and a fifth, right? Because your first draft should never be perfect. You should always be able to outdo yourself, right? So when I do something, I can usually find something I could have done better, right? Because I'm training my brain to look for it, to constantly outdo myself. But it doesn't stop, right? It doesn't stop me from putting it out now. Now, I recently released a new page on my website. And I noticed two things with the designer that I'm like, oh, can you change this? And I was like, you can let it go live, but just make sure you change this after. And they were surprised that I said that. I'm like, well, it's good enough. Like, it looks great. No one's going to notice those two minor things that I want done. It looks better than the page that's there now. So please change it. But yeah, there are two things I want done, right? And so many people are like, but no. I know there's two things that I need to fix. So we can't put it out there. But the other draft that's currently out there is not as good as this one, right? Let yourself release, okay? Now, I do want to make sure you know, I don't believe I'm a perfectionist, but I do have very high standards. And it's incredibly important to us as a company. Okay. I got a message. This was a few months ago. I got a message from somebody on my team that was like, hey, I know you're super busy, but I just watched two of your videos that you recorded and they are super blurry. Like something happened with Zoom. They're so pixelated. If you saw it, you would never want this to be. It was actually something for our clients. They were like, you would never put this in our portal for our clients. Okay. And I know you don't have time to record it, but I just know you wouldn't want this. So I had to tell you because I assume you're going to want to re-record it. And I did. And that's the thing. Being a perfectionist, no way. I don't have time for it. But having high standards and delivering quality to potential clients, to current clients, is an absolute must, right? So I just want to make sure that as I'm teaching you to go fast, I also don't want you to compromise the delivery, the standards, the excellence that your customers and clients should be expecting from you, right? So with that said, I want you to ask yourself, what is the thing you need to do today? What is the first draft of that thing you could get started on? Okay. Your business is not moving as fast as you want it to because maybe you're not moving as fast or you're not making the right decisions. You're moving. You're doing a lot. You're like, Stacey, I am so busy. I am working 7 days a week. I am trying thing after thing after thing, right? But it could just be that you're quickly making the decisions, but you're not going through the process of finding the right next decision for you. Okay. I'm going to help you in just 1 second figure out how to do that. So to recap, understand the possible outcomes. Why am I not moving forward? And what could this do for me? And what could it, how could it hurt me? But what would I do if that happened? Right. Then you need to take the next first step, just like a micro step, something that would get you moving today towards that decision. And then remember, it's only the first draft. Take the pressure off. Okay. If you're not happy with how fast your business is growing, I want you to assess how fast you are moving. Or like I said, maybe you are moving fast, maybe you're moving too fast and you're making poor decisions. Now, if you've read my book, The Implementation Code, you may remember I have an entire section on how to make decisions faster. Okay. If you don't have that book, it's on Amazon. You can go grab it. Okay. For today, what I have for you though, is I've compiled a list of questions that I ask myself when I need to make an important decision, which decision fatigue in a business, right? You've got to make sure that you're able to look at the decision, not let it stress you out and make the best one and not look back, right? So if you want, comment the word decide wherever you're watching this. If you're listening to the podcast, go to my Instagram at Stacey Tushel, DM me the word decide. My team will immediately get you that resource over to you as soon as possible. Okay. Now on there, I've got some good questions to get you moving. One of my favorite questions that I'll share, because it just helps me and maybe this will help you, is when I'm like not sure what to do, I always ask myself, I think of somebody in my head that I admire that is doing something like this, right? That is maybe in the type of business that I'm in, or maybe they're the type of mom that I want to be or whatever it is. Somebody that I admire in the thing I'm thinking of. And I ask myself, what do I think they would do in this situation? Okay. And that, I swear to you, clears up. So I'm like, oh, I know they would never do this. I know they would absolutely move forward and do this. Like, okay, now when you put it this way, right? And you know what it is? A lot of times it's easier to look at somebody else and go, you know what you should do? You should do X, Y, Z. But when it's us, we take it so much more personally and we let that paralyze us. And we think about it for somebody else, right? Your child, your friend, another person, a colleague. You're like, oh, you totally have to do this. Like this is the answer. So I want you to kind of step outside yourself and not make this be about you and look at somebody you admire and say, what would he do? What would she do? And a lot of times you're going to go, okay, if that's where I want to be and that's what they would do, then I need to step in to that decision. Okay. So again, comment the word decide. We will get that over to you. Now I'm going to be going live in just a little bit, doing a masterclass, a new masterclass I've never done before. I'm really excited, called Protect Your Profit. We have over 1,000 people already registered. I'm super excited. We have 500 spots available. So make sure if you are registered, go get there early so that you for sure get in. Get there 10 minutes early, I would say. Go to what you have to type in the www. So www.welloiledoperations.com/class/class. That will get you registered. If you're listening to the replay, what I'm going to do on that page is I'll redirect it to what we have coming up next. So you can get the next date of something else. All of the information will be there. So still go to that page either way, and you'll get more details on how to check out Protect Your Profit. I'm going to be talking about, I think one of the things that this goes with is decision-making is a skill set we always need, but I think you need it even more in a recession. I know in the pandemic, I was using my quick decision-making skills constantly, like literally constantly. And a recession is no different, right? It's not a scary thing. We are going to get through it, okay? I know I'm going to get through it. And if you stick with me and you do what I'm telling you to do, like you're going to get through it too. It doesn't have to be a scary time. It actually can be an opportunity, like a time of opportunity, a time of possibility. But I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. It's going to require some decision making. And on this masterclass, I'm going to go into the other skill sets you need besides just decision making to really get yourself set up for success so that no matter what economy we're in, you've got it. Like you're going to crush it. You're going to get through it just like I am. All right. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. Some of you that are still on here that are watching live, go to www.welloiledoperations.com/class. And I will hopefully see you live in just a little bit. You are so welcome. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it. All right. See you soon. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery Program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.